Hello and welcome to the 10th episode of the Non-Chasers. It's absolute party time here in the cramped studio. Gunner's run down from the trading floor with his shirt above his head. A, because the quaddy got up last week. Myra Deemer and Beast Unleashed his tips. And he's come in telling me that we've cracked the top 200 on the sports podcasts. G'day, boys. Welcome.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Paddy. Great intro.
Yeah, I don't have much to say after that intro, mate, but I think we're starting to get to the point now we've got more episodes than listeners, don't we?
I love that, mate. That was, of course, the dulcet tones of Squirrel Simon Ainsworth and Andrew Gunner, and I'm, of course, your host, Patrick Garshagan. Boys, as I said, we're cracking into this top 200. We're getting into sort of unknown waters. The people out there are lapping up the tips. I think we're tipping him a winner, of course, last week when the non-chasers multi didn't get up, but out of goodwill, we said, bugger that, we'll pay out anyway. People are really starting to get around that. And I tell you what, that's quite fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, we couldn't start off with a bad deal for the listeners. So, we can resonate with the punters. Sometimes you get bad luck, things don't go your way, but yeah, start them off with a winner and hopefully find them a few more.
I like that. Now, Squirrel, as Gunner's boss, I'm going to say here for the listeners.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
Well, we'll build up a bit of theatre. Are we having another non-chasers multi this week? Was Gunner pulling the trigger early and paying out on all those people enough for you, or are we going to go again?
We're always trying to be generous to our sports bet customers, so we'll definitely be continuing on the generosity for the sports bet punters. And most notably, the non-chaser listeners.
Oh, how good is that? Look at that. Celebrations all around. 10th birthday, 10th show birthday. We've hit the double figures, and now there's news that we're going to have another non-chasers multi. Boys, of course, it's Group 1 racing at Wente Park on Saturday night, the Peter Mossman Classic. It's been a busy few weeks of heats to get through to the final. I'm going to let you boys sort of run the show with... We're going to go through it runner by runner. We're going to dissect it, and we're going to see where the value the value lies in the field. Let's get cracking with it, Peter Mossman. Well, you're not Peter Mossman, you know. Squirrel.
Okay, so in box one,
Matt Harry got any runners?
Oh, jeez.
No, he's in Victoria, mate.
What, you can't travel a dog up there?
No. Yeah, I don't think he does. But anyway, two times twice is in box one. Not a bad box for it. I usually prefer it out in the eight box. It's a bit slowish to begin, so I expect it to get crossed early, but it will be storming home. So definitely a place chance, but didn't have it in my top two.
Now, partly I threw to school very quickly there, Gunner, because I couldn't get my internet to load quick enough on the page, and it still let me down. So I'm going to cross to you for runner two. Who's runner two in the Peter Mossman?
Velocity Liberty. Outsider in this field. Probably get beaten for early speed, and don't think it has the weapons to overcome them late and run over the top of them. So it looks outclassed here for mine.
Fantastic stuff. Now, Skrull, I remember you saying, or maybe it was you, Gunner, last week, that there was something, if it can squeeze through to the final, it could run a cheeky place. Has that dog squeezed into the final?
Or no, Poco Dorado missed. Yeah, Poco Dorado missed out. So, unfortunately, couldn't find the value in the all-in market didn't eventuate, but that's
and
all right.
How did Poco Dorado go in the semi-final?
Well, didn't make top four, mate. So,
so what does that mean?
So it's a race tomorrow.
Very good. All right, boys. This is number three, Beast Unleashed. One of my favourites. Got one of the best names going around the traps. $2.60 with us you can get, Gunner. Is it going to win the Peter Mossman?
Well, we'll reserve the tips still a bit later on, but it's perfectly drawn. There's not really any speed directly underneath it or above it. And if it was back to its best form last week, it began really well and ran really good time. And I think it could improve again off the top of that. So it's, it looks a very good winning chance in this one.
I thought if the boxes were reversed in the semi, Chiefs Empire would have beaten it, but it's drawn, where it wants to again. So, yeah, it looks like it should be very hard to beat.
Now, Winlock Huddy, the $51 chance, and I always sort of go back to it. I'd love to back a dog around this $51 mark.
Well, you can, mate.
I could, but I might not be winning. That's the only issue. Is anyone, I always ask it, but what's the biggest winning dog money wise, you reckon, not in terms of win, in terms of price, you reckon you've landed?
If I've done form for something, you'll often see things that might start $15 or $16 drift out to $50 or $60 on the fair because they just get the market focuses in on something else. So yeah, if I think something's a chance to lead and others find a bit of bad luck, I might have $5 or $10 on something at that price. So I can't remember off the top of my head names and numbers, but yeah, you do see some big drifts on the exchange close to the jump.
Your non-chasers host has really got a fascination with big wins and strange greyhound names, doesn't he?
He does, but that's all right. You add a little bit of quirkiness to the show. We like it.
Well, I saw you last week, mate, saying you were the glue that holds the show together.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
What are these allegations?
If we could have had the cameras rolling, you know, 20 minutes before the show started, then there'd be absolutely no arguments at all.
So I was in all sorts last week, but I'm back and you know, raring to go. I'm excited. It's Peter Mossman on Saturday night. It's going to be great. I'm even more excited because my favourite dog in the race is running out of my favourite colour. My Redeemer, the five dog for David Gill.
Gill.
Yep.
My Redeemer, Squirrel. Why can't it win?
Look, it definitely can win. It, as we said last week, we loved it out of the eight box and it certainly didn't let us down. It absolutely bolted in. Like, didn't jump too well, but you can see it just stayed wide and then thundered away, I think, won by about seven lengths. So that was a huge victory in the fastest time of the night. So he still can win from the five. He's showed sort of around Sandown Park and the meadows that he can handle a middle box. Yeah, but I'd prefer him out in the eight, and that's why I'm sort of leaning to Beast Unleash. But he will give his all, and he'll be there like abouts. It's just how much early interference he cops.
So my Redeemer, obviously, if you've been listening to this show the whole 10 weeks, has been just winning, hasn't it?
It's a superstar. So it could win this on Saturday night, and if it doesn't, there's many more big wins ahead for it. It's a really good dog in a really good camp, and there's going to be plenty of big events for it where it's going to be, if not winning, finishing on the podium for sure.
Beautiful. We'll reserve the gun tips for a bit later, but number six, Chiefs Empire, had a $5 chance with us, 34.1 kegs running around for Darren Brown, Gunner. Can it win?
It can win. This dog's improving with every start over 500. Looked a little bit suspect when it first ran over 500, but getting a lot stronger and its times are improving. I think this is probably the dog that's going to shape how My Redeemer tracks in the race. If it jumps quickly and beats My Redeemer out, it'll probably mean that My Redeemer can't win the race. That might be pushing up against it early. So this is the one that shapes the outcome for me, but definitely a winning chance in its own right because it could probably lead with Beast Unleashed and those two will be neck and neck.
Any claims for Chiefs Empire, School?
Yeah, as I said, I thought if you reverse the boxes with Beast Unleashed in the semi, it would have held out Beast Unleashed and it was as strong as it. So I thought, yeah, if you reverse it, it was thereabouts and good enough. But it's drawn the six. It's going to be tough. It will be up there, but Beast Unleashed held it out last start and you'd expect it to do the same in the final. So up there early, and then I think there'll be a couple stronger late home.
Now, Nanga Cash, number seven. Yeah. Ripping name.
right up in class, this one. It's probably the biggest long shot of the field. Just doesn't have too much going for it. It's a slow beginner. I can see it running sort of like in the last couple.
Got it?
All the best to those connected with it, but it's severely out of its depth here.
Very gripping words. I mean, you're just sending the connections and all the best. That's about as condescending as it gets.
No, I don't wish any any bad wishes against it. I hope it does win for the connections. But
almost like a bit of a Panama of the field or a Tunisia, a bit of a minnow, you could say, in this, just getting in the World Cup sort of feel.
Yeah. Yep.
Zipping Falcon number eight, $7 with us at the moment. Boys, can Zipping Falcon take home the Peter Mossman?
Look, I think, yeah, if there's a lot of trouble up there early, definitely can. It actually jumped really well in the semi, but it was in the four box, then got squeezed, dropped back, came again, got another check, kept coming, was beaten six lengths, but copped easily six lengths worth of checks. It will come across towards the rail, so it will hurt a few of those dogs in the middle. So like it could clash with My Redeemer early, but it's just a dog that it's going to be a great chaser. I think it'll be better as it steps up in distance. It's still very, very young, but yeah, it tries its heart out and just keeps coming. So a great dog to back each way. I think it'll run that top three.
Fantastic stuff, Gunner.
Yeah, I had it marked down, a chance to run into the placings, but yeah, not a realistic winning chance, all things being equal, in this field for mine.
And should the Nigerian and French flags get a go, do they run a cheeky race?
No, I wouldn't be keen on Blue Moon Rising. Does too much wrong at box rise and tends to run on a bit late. Very difficult to catch fast beginners at this level. And Rev Fred Sloy, he can begin very well and show a lot of talent, but yeah, he can also botch it horribly. So he looks outclassed in this one as well. What are you saying?
Yeah, I just don't think Rev Fred Sloy is a Wenty Park dog. I think if he goes to Richmond, if you see him at Richmond, he's a very classy dog. But whatever it is, he just doesn't like Wenty Park. So, I can't see him winning. And, yeah, Blue Moon Rising, way too slow to begin to win a Group 1 final.
Now, boys, I'm going to give you one of my Paddy's Punters theories.
Oh, here we go.
Since I've been a young tacker and obviously over 18 when I started punting on the greyhounds, there's something about when the reserves get in to the race, they always seem to run a top four. What is there truth to this? Is there reasoning to this? Or is this just a sheer coincidence that I'm watching races where they run top four?
I don't have the stats to back it up, so I can't tell you whether you're right or blowing smoke out your ass. But I reckon
Wally says the same thing about this. Now, I think what it is because when you do see them run, it's sort of a novelty effect, yeah. And you just sort of remember the winners rather than probably all the losers.
Yeah.
So I think the stats would say
that they don't do it.
That it's the numbers aren't on your side. But look, we'll have to go to the data scientists and get them to break down the figures for you.
I would love to dig that one up. Oh, no, I'm just saying that's sort of what I've seen in the past, but I think you've firmly put me back in my place there with some smart logic there, Skrill. And once again, we're digressing on the non-chasers.
As we tend to do.
As we tend to do. We're very good at it. And tell you what, you wouldn't want us to be greyhounds sort of running all over the track, because that's what I do.
That's why we're called the non-chasers, mate.
Absolutely.
We don't want to be regimented like the German soccer team, you know. One step left, one step forward, one step back.
Oh, that's far from you, Gunner. I absolutely love it. Boys, we've run through the field. I want to hear your best and your tips and maybe your top three and anything else exotic if you want to add it in there for the Peter Mossman. We'll start with you. Thanks, Gunner.
Tip is Beast Unleashed. As I said earlier, going through the runners, back to his best form last week, really well drawn. I think it leads this field. Really hard to run down. I think My Redeemer might find a little bit of trouble with Chief's Empire cutting it off early. I'm going to lay My Redeemer in this one as well. I think at the price, definitely be taking it on. It's around the $3 mark. I know I've said on the show before, don't take on Group 1 winners, but Chief's Empire is just such a reliable beginner that I think you'll get a run for your money if you take on My Redeemer. So in terms of a top three, I'd be looking at Chief's Empire, Two Times Twice, and Beast Unleashed, and then My Redeemer is still good enough. I think he'll either win it or he'll run in the top four. I can't see him falling out the back and sort of running seventh or eighth. So, that's my look at it, mate.
Box him in your top four, that's what you say. And I can't help but notice, Skrill, that he's put his best in his lay once again in the same race. So he's in for a penny, in for a pound,
well,
isn't
what,
he?
What happened last week?
You tell us, mate, what happened?
Oh, I went my way last week. It's bound to turn around and go the other way, but...
No, that's not what we meant to say. You meant to bloody drill it in, mate. That's why you run down here so bloody excited. It was the most excited I've ever seen you. It was quite fantastic stuff.
Don't know about that, mate.
Skrill?
Yeah, so I've got Beast Unleashed on top as well. Thought he'd get the best run through and be hard to beat. I've got Zipping Falcon in for second. I think, yeah, really strong chaser. Will come across and just keep charging into the placings. And Chief's Empire, I think, will be up there early with the Beast, but will be found wanting a little late, and have that in for third.
Fantastic stuff. Well, just to sort of go against you boys, I'm going to go with my favourite five, my Redeemer, to win the group. What's the prize money for the Pedersen off the top of your head?
It's 100K for all three prizes and 75K for first, yep.
So that's a bit of a King's Bunsen to walk away with that on
not bad for three Saturday's work.
Absolutely, yeah. Not bad at all. Now, Gunner, you've been mentioning you've got a couple at Cannington over in the west, the cold and misty west, as you may have noticed on the first episodes of The Non-Chasers. We covered the Perth Cup so eloquently. It was very nice. What are your tips at Cannington on Saturday night, mate?
Yeah, so having a look through the card there, a couple that I liked. The markets haven't gone up yet, so apologies if they don't turn out to be tremendous value. But Cannington, race four, number two, Vanderwarp, really well drawn. A lot of other good dogs in this race, but they're not as well drawn. They've all drawn out a bit, so race four, number two, Vanderwarp, and also race seven, number five, Desert Rampage. 380 at Cannington's not its best distance. It has struggled there in the past, but there's not a lot of speed in this field, and it's by far the leader, and this dog, when it leads, it wins. So Desert Rampage, race seven, number five, both of those at Cannington.
Fantastic stuff. Gunners, Cannington Mail, get on it. Boys, we're going to take a quick breather. We'll come back. We'll touch on any more tips around the country you may have. We'll go again with the quaddy. We got it last week. We're fist pumping in here. The Boom Dog, we'll check in on the status of the Boom Dog from last week. And, of course, we'll come back with the Non-Chasers Multi. We'll be back in a second on the Non-Chasers. Yes, and welcome back to the Non-Chasers, of course, the Sports Bet Greyhound Racing Podcast. Now, the two fellas here have got two other tips they want to share. We'll start with Screw. What have we got, mate?
Yep, so Saturday night at the Meadows, there's a good little final, and it's in race three, and I really like the run of Fierce Lomar. So it's out in box eight. It ran a 5-dead sectional and 29.80 overall time, which is just low flying. So it should cross and lead and be very hard to beat. So Fierce Lomar, race three, number eight.
And how about you, Gunner? What's your pearl of wisdom?
Black Forge, race six, number eight at Wentworth Park. Really well drawn. Dropped back in grade from contesting the Peter Mossman series early on. Beat up a field not up to its class last week. Looks really well drawn again in a fairly weak field compared to its capability. So Black Forge.
Fantastic stuff, mate. Now, how's this for a segue into the Non-Chasers People's Multi?
What
we're going to do here.
I like it.
We're going to give to the listeners. We're going to go Fierce Lomar, Screw's selection to place. We're going to go Black Forge, Gunner's selection to place.
Yep.
And I'm going to chuck in Beast Unleashed, the favourite in the Peter Mossman, to place as well. Now, that will normally give us around the $2.20 mark, but drum roll, fellas, what are we going to give the loyal listeners?
Well, we will give them $3, which is very, very nice.
Oh, I like that. Very juicy.
Fill your boots, boys. How good is that? So, that is sensational.
Yeah. I'd be very happy if I was a sports bet punter.
I would. I'll tell you what, I might have to
myself
an account on someone else.
My mum might be a sports bet punter by the end of the weekend.
No, okay. Well, boys, that's fantastic. Of course, we'll be able to find that on the site, and we can send links to that bet, and we hope the Non-Chasers listeners can get on. Boys, we're going to finish with the quaddy. We got up last week. What are we going to go with this week?
Yep, so 2, 3, 8, and 6 in the first leg for me. I've got one out, the 8, which is Black Forge in the second leg, 2, 3, 4, and 8 in the third leg into the final, 1, 3, 5, and 8, so 64 combos.
Very nice. And Gunner?
Wentworth Park, these quaddies. So leg one for me, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 8. Leg two followed Simon here, and I'm going Black Forge one out as well. So, geez, this thing better bloody be winning. Leg three, I've gone 3, 4, and 8, and coming home with 1, 3, 5, and 6 for 60 combos.
Fantastic stuff. Very a bit skinnier than your normal field job.
Yeah, the one out there, it gives me the sweats. But if you get through that leg, then hopefully you're on the home run,
boys. So of course we've got, just before we wrap it up, we've got Black Forge to look out for, Fierce Loma, your couple over in Cannington, and of course a cracking night with the Peter Mossman. But the Boondogs girl from last week.
Yeah,
you said it was a little dog running around in Tasmania. It was one to look out for. We just sort of want to check in.
Pico actually hasn't been seen in Tassie, but the New South Wales one we mentioned.
Apparently, Pico Can's been spotted in a dinghy leaving the shore. So hopefully, Robin Grubb hasn't lost that one.
But no,
Mad Harry went and caught it.
He'd love it in his kennel.
Oh, the Mad Harry polish. Yeah. Wow, what would he get up to?
But no, for those that saw it, it was pretty impressive. Pindar Express stepped up to the 472 at Bulleye, absolutely bolted in. I think won by about 11 lengths, ran about 4 lengths outside of Aston DB's track record. So this is a dog that is going places. Not sure where it's going to pop up next, but yeah, if you can put Pindar Express in your Sportsbet Black Book, you'll be pretty happy, I think.
Fantastic stuff. And, boys, just to get in the World Cup feel one more time, who are you tipping to take out the World Cup?
I think France. I think they'll absolutely belt the Australians and, go on their merry way.
Wears his heart in his sleeve, doesn't he? How about you, Gunner?
Look, I don't follow the international soccer all that closely, but the fact that Spain have had a bit of a hiccup with their coach parting ways on the eve of it, I'll back the boys in to
respond.
Yeah, absolutely. You see a lot of athletes, brings the best out in them, so maybe it was Spain's plan all along. Who
knows? Fantastic. And I'm going to go for Belgium and, if a bit of French – France-Belgium final could be the way to go.
Definitely.
All right, boys, we're going to wrap it up there. Of course, the Beast Unleashed, Black Forge and Fierce Lamar, non-chasers multi will be on site.
Yep.
Go and dig that one up. We're offering $3. Of course, it's going to be a ripping night of racing. Of course, you can subscribe and like us and do all that sort of jazz. Gunner is an Android man, but we're more on the normal side of the fence, aren't we, Skrill? And we roll around with
it's
iPhones.
Not weirdos.
But we're everywhere. You can find us. We've cracked the 200, we're 154 in the charts. We're skyrocketing up there. Watch out for the bigger podcast up there. But most importantly, if you are having a punt, please do it responsibly and enjoy the dish liquor action on Saturday night.
Thanks,
buddy.